It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, Dave Ennett. We go live upstairs to Judy Pilak and John Williams. Yay! The players are there.
This is what we've been waiting for.
And the ambassadors. There's Kerry Wood and Dempster. And now the players are coming by, too. I hope you can hear the crowd. I know you hear our voices, but the crowd is going crazy as these buses go by.
We can hear it.
And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, they've got, 10 buses maybe? It's awesome.
I see Billy Williams out there. I see Ryan Sandberg out there. Bob Dernier is out there. Several former Cubs all waving at the crowd.
It's nice that they include them in this. I mean, we love them, too. It just wasn't their time. But here come the players. The crowd has been waiting for hours, and they are all waving back to each other. It's lovely.
Every cell phone in hand and in the air.
Absolutely.
Lots of people clapping, I will say. Lots of cell phones, but people are clapping, really getting into it. The cheers are deafening.
Isn't it funny to see the crowd taking video of the players and the players on the bus taking video of the crowd?
It's exactly what's happening. But what a great scene. I mean, it's thousands of people deep up and down Michigan Avenue. The flowers, the colorful buses. It's just a beautiful picture as it rolls down. Where's Rizzo?
Rizzo!
Anthony, it's me, John! I'm cheering for you!
Anthony, look at me!
Over here!
Okay, we're going to go to Adam Hogue, who's out there, too, because maybe he's not going to turn it into his party. Adam Hogue, you are live in front of the Tribune Tower right now. What do you see?
I see Theo Epstein, who just went by on his bus. Tom Ricketts, a few seconds ago, he was on the lead bus that just went by us. Looks like it's mostly been front office members. Here's Joe Maddon right in front of Tribune Tower right now, waving to the crowd.
Listen to the crowd.
Wow.
It is a rumble.
It's a great atmosphere out. And pretty much every single person has their phone out.
Adam, I keep thinking of Harry Carey's words every game. Listen to the crowd, because that's all. That's all you need to do is hear this crowd.
It's true, and I hope these people taking video are actually taking in this moment too themselves, because sometimes we forget that. We bring out our cell phones and we forget to watch ourselves.
Yeah, live in the moment. That's what you should do.
I understand it, though. I mean, this is pretty special moment coming down Michigan Avenue the way they are. Looks like we're starting to get a couple players, too, possibly.
Oh, there's Zobrist on the bus with his lovely fiance?
His wife.
John.
It's his wife.
We've got John Williams, Judy Pilak up on top of the... They have
Chris Bryant on the lead, on the front of one of the Charlies going by.
I love when
he's got a selfie
by.
Stick for
Rizzo
crying out loud.
Rizzo did his famous, pointing his fingers like he does when he gets a hit and gets on base. He's awesome.
It's Kyle Hendricks. Just saw Kyle Schwarber go by.
La Stella.
On the back of the bus with Bryant is Rizzo sitting on the back.
Who's carrying the trophy?
Dexter Fowler with a stogie in his mouth going by.
As it should be.
The last player on the last bus is Ross.
There's John Lackey, John Lester.
Yeah, I don't think there's coffee in that mug.
That, I believe, is the last of the player buses.
It is.
David Ross. Kerry Wood is up there. He's over on the far side. I don't know if you can see him away from us, but he's up there. Lester. So
they're just now crossing the Michigan Avenue Bridge with about... My goodness, 35 police cars. The police presence here has been very impressive.
And now the crowd is breaking up a bit. I'm sure they'll all be leaving in an orderly fashion.
They really are.
They
and
are.
They're
they
all
kind
smiling.
Of are. I was kidding,
and
but they're great, yeah.
That was all it. Smiles, ear-to-ear smiles from everybody who just saw the Cubs championship team go past.
Kind of like Christmas morning, you plan, plan, wait, and then all of a sudden it's over.
Yep, and now they're returning the sweaters that don't fit.
I don't know if you could see WGN Television's shot of all the people in the Chicago River by the Michigan Avenue Bridge, kayakers. They've all stopped there, and they're watching from the river as the trolleys go over the bridge above them. So it's a pretty cool place to watch a parade.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's great.
This scene that just came by the Tribune Tower is now replaying on the south side of the river on its way down to Grant Park. So it's just playing over and over again on a constant loop.
You know, I have to think, as a major league ball player, that thrill of winning the World Series is part one, but this is part two. All the fans that have supported you, not just this season, but for 108 years, all of a sudden getting to see you walk past or drive past, that's the second part of this 1-2 punch.
Yeah, this must be where they really get it. You know, they realize how big a deal this is to the city.
No doubt about it. Well,
excellent.
Judy and John, thank you so much for your coverage up on the rooftop here at Tribune Tower on Michigan Avenue. Really appreciate it.
Can I get down now?
Yeah, you can come down now if you want
And Adam Hogue, are you still out there?
I am, yes. The crowd out here is starting to disperse a little bit.
They have seen what they came to see, albeit very quickly, and they're smiling and they're calm and they're just going about their business now. There is no pushing, no shoving. It's just really been a beautiful experience watching these Cubs fans.
And you know what? It was all worth it. I mean, what did that last? Just about 3-4 minutes, maybe?
About that, yeah.
And they've probably been out here 3 or 4 hours, but I guarantee you they're all going to go home pretty happy with what they just saw.